Welcome to Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. We're being joined by Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library to talk about the latest happenings there at the LDL. Chelsea, what's going on?
Today I wanted to talk a little bit about some of our recurring monthly groups and clubs that we have at the Loudoun District Library. You know, usually I'm talking about our kind of unique one-off programs and stuff like that, but these are things that go on month to month that I don't always get to highlight. Mm-hmm. Our first one we have, I do think I've maybe mentioned this once before, we have our Tuesday night knitting group. It's the knitters. So this group is a lot of fun. It's a hobby knitting group that meets every Tuesday evening from 4 to 8 p.m. and welcomes all levels of experience of knitters, crocheters, and cross stitchers. Mm. So any type of sewing with thread and needle, welcome to come and hang out with others who are doing the same. I guess thread, needle, and hooks, right?
Yes.
I've learned about them from the knitters. They're amazing. They also, during the winter, they're super sweet. They'll create like hats and mittens and scarves and donate those to the library for our Kindness Month initiative that we have in February. Mm-hmm. So the group, like I mentioned, every Tuesday evening from 4 to 8 p.m., they meet downstairs and they're either in program room B or they're just outside of our program room area. It kind of depends on the week and what all we've got going on.
Okay.
We have our next one is, we call them L6. They also kind of go by L6. It is local ladies lunching and learning at Loudoun Library.
Oh, I think we've talked about them like a long time ago.
It was a while ago.
Because you said something like, well, the L6 is in. I'm like, who's that? And you go, you don't know.
You don't know about L6. Yeah, so this is L6. They're so much fun. They have been meeting regularly at the library since before I started my position here. Mm-hmm. So they meet on the first Wednesday of every month. The only time that changes is for weather or for Coast Guard week. It's Coast Guard week, they'll just skip or they'll push it the next week.
Okay.
Anyone is invited to bring a brown bag lunch and enjoy a presentation that is hosted by L6. The topic changes monthly. Essentially, you can bring your own lunch, snack, or beverage. They have about 15 minutes of social time, half hour of a rotating speaker discussing whatever topic it is for that month, mm-hmm. followed by questions and discussion. So they're a lot of fun. I know recently they had somebody talking about Taekwondo.
Oh.
Or before that they had the president of the Miniature Museum talking about stuff going on with the Mini Museum.
He gave a short speech.
A short speech. I love that. So next we have Morning Meditation Meetup. Mm-hmm. This is a group that meets on Saturday mornings, mm-hmm. About 10:15 a.m. Because the library opens at 10, so it's a little slightly after.
A little after.
But you can get there at 10. And it is a peaceful and reflective gathering for beginner or experienced meditators. Mm-hmm. They settle in with a short guided meditation, following by sharing some experiences and insights based on prompts that they have.
Okay.
The group is non-denominational and based on theosophical principles, open and encouraging anyone of all beliefs and faiths.
Mm.
So they're really cool. They just come and meet for, you know, kind of a nice quiet time for a Saturday morning. So if, you know, life is kind of crazy for you and you just need a little bit of time to relax, but maybe you've never meditated before, you kind of need some guidance through that.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, wonderful group. They're so much fun.
Okay.
So this one, another mindfulness event. We have coffee and coloring. This is twice a month from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It is reducing stress and increasing mindfulness and connecting with others with a morning of coloring. So we provide coffee, tea, and hot chocolate, as well as coloring supplies. They have a lot of fun. It's kind of the, like, if people have ever seen the more, like, complicated, quote-unquote, like, adult coloring, mm-hmm. where it's, like, these very intricate designs and stuff. They have that. It's also welcome for teen and up, so if there are any teens, especially in the summer, who want to join in for it, just a relaxing time to have a little warm drink and color, and that goes all year long.
Okay.
Like I said, twice a month, it kind of rotates out. So that one's just has to, you just kind of have to watch the calendar and see what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our book clubs. We have our silent book club, which I know we've talked about.
Yes.
That's at Oddside Ales once a month. And then we have our LDL book club. Mm-hmm. So the silent book club, you go to Oddside Ales and you read with others just kind of whatever you'd like. The LDL book club is we do have a book that we choose each month. At the beginning of the month, we announce what it is. And then the last Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m., or the fourth Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m., if that changes at all, then we'll have like a discussion about it, and people can, you know, share their thoughts and stuff on the book that was encouraged to be read throughout the month.
Okay.
And so actually next month for September, it will be They Left Us Everything by Plum Johnson.
Plum Johnson.
So you can come and pick that up at the adult wing of the library. We always have extra available that don't go through the normal library hold system. Mm-hmm. They're kind of separate from that. That way we have enough for everybody who's interested. We have one more.
Okay.
So we have our History Hounds video lecture series. This one's a little bit more niche, but it's pretty popular still. These are recorded virtual presentations by the Historical Society of Michigan. This is a rotating every month. Episodes are 30 to 60 minutes in length on the last Monday of the month from 6:30 to 7:30. So actually for this month on August 25th, it will be Michigan Made, World War II Gliders, and the Ford Motor Company.
Mm.
And so previously, like, we had one that was about the War of 1812.
Yes.
So they change up. They're not always about, it seems like these two are about war. They're not always about that. They kind of change all just about different Michigan history topics. So okay. A lot of fun for anyone who's interested in history stuff. Just like kind of a monthly meeting with other history buffs to watch a short little history video.
Okay. All righty. Chelsea, if people want to learn more about what's going on over there at Loudoun District Library, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudounlibrary.org or Loudoun District Library on social media.
She is Chelsea Payton. I'm Jesse Bruce. This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.